Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Heather Bender, Executive Director with Crooked Creek Christian Camp, about their recent online auction. Before we talk about your first ever online auction to benefit Crooked Creek, Heather, let's first revisit the reason that you needed the fundraiser and what transpired over the summer of 2020 due to COVID-19.
Yes, obviously because of COVID-19. We had quite the year, as we all did. We're not the only ones in the same boat, but we canceled summer camp. We had to stop hosting a lot of guest groups, especially in the summer, which is typically our busiest time. So yeah, all of that resulted in a loss of revenue of over $100,000.
At what point did you guys realize that you were going to be that short?
I mean, when it started in March, the restrictions that the governor put in place at that time, we didn't completely shut down because of size of guest groups. We could host very small groups here at camp, but nothing like the big groups that we normally can host. So we knew pretty early on, as groups started canceling, that this was going to be a very unusual year. And then, yeah, when we had to cancel summer camp too, that was a good indicator, too, of what this year may look like.
And when you say your larger groups, just for those who might not be aware, that it might be something like a wedding reception, maybe a family reunion?
Yeah. Family reunions is a big thing in the summer. But then also different church groups, retreats, men's, women's retreats, stuff like that, University of Iowa groups that come. So, yeah, we kind of have a whole range of different groups and people that come here to camp throughout the year.
Well, let's hope for some brighter days ahead for Crooked Creek Christian Camp. Let's talk about the online auction. First ever attempt at this. How did things turn out for you? What was the response, results?
It went really well. This being our first one, we weren't quite sure what to expect. It was a big learning curve for us, but we had a great time doing it. And we raised $25,913. Which we feel great about. We got super positive response from the community, both with donations for the auction, but then participation in the actual auction. And we got a lot of good feedback from everyone as far as the fun they had during the week as they watched the auction when it was live, bidding, and yeah, we heard a lot of positive feedback about that.
Is this something that, given that you still have some financial holes to fill, is this something that might become an annual event for you?
We have certainly talked about it, and because of the positive feedback we have received, it's not out of the question, but we don't know for sure. For right now, we are just trying to tie up all the loose ends from this auction, and we'll talk about another one maybe in a couple months. Not to have one, but to start talking about if we want to make this an annual thing. So yeah, stay tuned.
All right. Heather, you said you didn't know what to expect from the first ever auction. And I would imagine deep down, you guys really didn't think you'd probably close that $100,000 gap with just the auction.
Yeah.
So where do you guys go from here?
Well, we're just continuing to, plug along. And we are still able to host guest groups, which we do have, guest groups on the calendar, which we're grateful for. And yeah, just continue to let people know that we are still open and would love to host groups of any size if they're comfortable coming.
Donations, if somebody wanted to donate to the camp, can they do that too?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you can donate online with a credit card at our website, crookedcreekcamp.org, or you can mail a check to our office, which is 2830 Coppock Road, Washington, 52353.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Heather Bender of Crooked Creek Christian Camp. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.